As Baltimore City's public school system looked to cut $40 million from its budget earlier this year, school officials turned to layoffs. At the beginning of this month, officials notified 115 people that they were being let go, but at the same time, the system noted that it had more than 200 vacancies, leaving the door open for some of the people who were laid off to maybe be rehired. WYPR's Andrea Appleton brings us this report on life in layoff limbo.
That's the sound of the Roland Park Middle School step team performing early this year. Samantha Bookman, a guidance counselor at Roland Park Elementary Middle, used the after-school program to give the girls a sense of their role in the world.
I love girls, and I feel like there's not enough focus on our girls. And that's kind of what we do. We just give them opportunities to perform, make sure that they're excited about it, and then put that, you know, little carrot out there. Well, if your grades aren't good, you can't do it.
100 girls took part last year. Bookman was running the program on top of being a full-time guidance counselor. In January, school officials warned that 1,000 layoffs were possible. But money to partially close the $130 million budget gap materialized, and Bookman felt pretty safe. She was a 5-year veteran of the district. Then, on June 1st, she got a pink slip.
It was like 1 o'clock in the afternoon, right dead in the middle of your day. Like, here you go.
The kids took it hard.
There was a lot of tears. There was a lot of questions. There was a lot of, I don't understand. They actually started a petition, you know, save Ms. Bookman's job. So, you know, that was sweet.
The school district has more than 200 open positions. Bookman is frustrated she wasn't offered one.
It's just a mystery to me why you can't find a place for these people.
Baltimore Teachers Union President Marietta English says school officials could have moved those employees who were laid off into vacant positions instead. But City Schools Human Capital Officer DeRay McKesson says that wasn't possible.
So the people that we laid off were people who were either only certified in one thing and one thing that there were no vacancies for, or an area that there was just literally no more vacancy, right? So like there are no home ec positions anymore. So if you were a home ec teacher and the position got cut, we don't offer home ec as like one of our course offerings anymore.
McKesson says for those who work directly with kids, the vacancies are mostly for math, special ed, and elementary school teachers. And most of those who were laid off were librarians or guidance counselors. English thinks many could make the switch.
You cut a drama teacher laid off. You mean to tell me that a librarian who has background, who has literature, could not be placed into the drama? I don't understand.
But McKesson says if you're going to teach, say, special ed, you need special ed certification or teaching experience.
The teachers that we laid off, again, don't hold certifications in areas that we're hiring for today.
So if you were laid off, your chances of returning to a school job depend on someone else retiring, resigning, or taking a different type of position in the district. School officials say that most of these new vacancies will open up by mid-July. Meanwhile, Samantha Bookman is seeking grants for her after-school program. She still wants to run it, even if she no longer works for the school system. But she hasn't given up hope.
I don't know if it's denial or not, but a lot of people are like, well, maybe you'll get recalled, you know, and so in the back of my mind, I'm like, well, maybe I'll still be there.
In the meantime, Bookman and 114 others are in limbo. I'm Andrea Appleton, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.
Education reporting on WYPR is supported in part by the Sylvan Laureate Foundation.